The first message we talked about was understanding the table of wisdom. Wisdom was inviting. That's why you were blessed to watch, because she was inviting you to come eat of her bread, drink of her wine, and to go or walk. The result would be to walk in the way of the Bana. B-I-Y-N-A-H is the Hebrew word for understanding. It's not natural understanding. It far surpasses spiritual understanding. The first level of spiritual understanding is revelation knowledge, then the Bana. The Bana is higher than revelation knowledge because the Bana is a result. You cannot really obtain the Bana outside the glory of God or wisdom's house, because it's the understanding of times. It moves past, present, future. It moves with he that is, he that was, and is to come. It's the unfolding revelation of God, his kingdom. It's understanding, supernatural insight. You'll see it in the gift realm as the word of wisdom or the word of knowledge of a future event or future situation. But that's only in gift realm only. True Bana will flow like a river once we move into it. It's the result of, that's what Daniel had. I come to give you skill and understanding of the unfolding kingdoms. The understanding was Ben, and that's the root word of Bana. It's what the sons of Issachar had when he said they were given understanding of the times. It's what Solomon had. This was the understanding Bana was given to him to write the way he did. In Proverbs 8, wisdom says, I am Bana. It's a very powerful. It is what is served from the table of the kings. And with the Bana, you will immediately prosper, because you will start seeing things in a dimension the world cannot see. This kind of wisdom the world has no access to, this kind of understanding. This kind of understanding is given from a position of dwelling with God. That's why blessed is man watching. It's only till you come to the end of yourself, or our knowledge, our wisdom. It's amazing to me, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying here, how the world is geared and driven to education. The natural education, the whole system's driven, and it's also a debt-based system, because the time you get to college, the masters to create this want you to come out with $150,000 in debt, most people. It's all part of a debt-based system, but the knowledge is good. I mean, don't get me wrong, if you're called to be a doctor or something, you have to go to school, but the whole thing is driven that way. I mean, it's everything about the time someone goes is the education. Educating, but this education is much higher than what the world will give. And this education is what God wants to open up to his people in the last hour, to have supernatural insight. It's relational insight, ministerial insight, financial insight, a level of discernment where you're given access to the future, multiple areas. And when you're given access to the future, you're able to change and transform. You're given access to problem solving. Supernatural solving of problems, because you'll be able to have insight on how to shift that situation. When you have an unseen problem that cannot be solved, the Bana will come in and solve it. You see that? It'll solve family difficulties, because it gives you insight on what the problem is, not the fruits. Sometimes it takes a long time to figure that out. It's part of the crown. It will be a part of the seven eyes of the Lord. The best way to describe it is omnipresent omniscience. That is the Bana. It's the same thing that's going to be given in the crown. Amen? That's what wisdom was giving. That was what's on her table. The enemy will also set a table, but he cannot give that. That stuff's off limits to him, because God's wisdom is so much higher than the enemy's wisdom. Amen? Second thing I want to share is part of moving into this realm. Well, you learn not to pray out of frustration, not to pray out of turmoil. The whole idea of this process is to surrender it all, to move it all out and get in a position, the love of the Father, so you're praying in a position of love, peace, grace, and rest. Amen? That will fuel your faith in a way that can never be fueled when those operations are not present. In the way you represent, I remember when Bill Johnson said, we're not here to commandeer God. You're there to represent. We represent the request. What I do, though, when I'm there, I'm representing the whole picture. It's almost a panoramic. I just speak the whole picture before him. I'll just rehearse it all before him, because I'm rehearsing everything he said and done. It usually takes me about 20 minutes to do that. But I do a general rehearsal across the board of what I want, what I'm asking for. I'm there. I'm present and in agreement with his will. So we need a target. If you don't have a target for your faith, then that's something the Lord wants to cultivate in all of us, as a target, something you're living for, what you have before him, and said, well, he'll just do it. Well, if you've been around long enough, you'll find out he won't just do it. You have to bring it before him, faith, and you have to stay with something. It's like keep his word before him. Stay with it. Don't let it go. Keep going every day. Just bring it back. Bring it back. But see, if you're operating in this process, you're already surrendering impatience. You're already surrendered discouragement. You're already surrendered the turmoil. You've already surrendered the things that are out of alignment. So when you're representing a position of love, peace, grace, patience. I call it the Psalms 37 inheritance of the heart. That psalm mentioned inheritance 6 direct times and 1 indirect time. 7 references of inheritance. There is no place anywhere in the Bible that represents that like Psalms 37. It also represents the pathway. So in the pathway to Psalms 37, when we're representing, what I'll do, there's 4 or 5 major things in Psalms 37 that you're representing. The first thing is fret not. You're going to deal with the fretting issue on your way up. Amen? Because you got to unload. We don't petition God from a position of turmoil or frustration. Amen? Or fretting, being out of alignment. That's not when you pray. He even said that in the Lord's Prayer. When you pray, enter in your closet, shut the door to the world, come in the presence of the Father, then pray. Don't just start praying, because our prayers are supposed to be prayed in the presence of the Father. Even Solomon waited to get in the presence of the glory, then he prayed. And that's the secret to very high-level prayer, is to move out of this jurisdiction. So fret not. So we move out of that position. And the first thing he says, fret not. Well, first he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Well, we heard that so long that it didn't mean anything. What he's saying is you're going to have to, on your way up, throne of grace, everything, you're going to surrender your trust in anything but him. And if you walk with him close enough, he'll help you with that, trust me. He'll remove all things that you're putting too much trust in, so it's you and him. Amen? And a part of that elimination of that trust is trusting in yourself. Because we're creatures of habit, like to fix the problems around us. The first thing you have to do is realize you can't fix it. The closer you get to God, the more you realize you can't do it. In the beginning, you feel like you can do a lot. But the closer you get, the more you're not relying on yourself. You're trusting him with all your heart, leaning not on your own understanding. So on the way up, I'm surrendering. I'm surrendering my understanding. I'm surrendering my way. I'm surrendering my capacity to fix it, to do it. Not just fix it, but to perform it. Amen? So part of that trust factor is it's in his hands. So you're working that all the way up the ladder. By the time you're praying, you've already surrendered trust in anything other than God and trusting in yourself. And you're trusting in the Lord. Amen? That's a surrender. That's just not a word. Amen? Then it says, delight yourself in the Lord. Well, you should be at this point in a position of delight, because you're not praying here. You're not praying in the circumstances of your situation. You're not praying in heaviness. You're not praying in frustration or turmoil. You're praying in a position of delight. Amen. Because you're in the presence. You're in the love of the Father. You're in peace. You're in joy. You're in rest. See, I don't even start praying the big stuff until I'm in. Amen. I've learned a long time ago, don't pray until you get in. Amen. So I have a tendency, especially if I need God to move, to want to start praying. The Lord always, he says, don't, wait. So a lot of your first praying is moving up, moving to the throne of grace, surrendering. We'll do all that today. Getting into the Lily's grace, getting quieted, getting in a place of security, get into the love of the Father. And then the representation, you'll be in a full delight mode. By the time you're praying, sometimes you'll be crying, laughing. I mean, tears will be flowing with thanksgiving, because you're praying from the presence you're in, from the love you're in, and it's pouring out like that. It's the high level of prayer. So delight yourself. So we have trust, fret not, delight, trust. And the next one is huge, commit. It says, commit thy way, or commit the promise, commit the request. To me, I'm committing the lampstand, committing it to him, committing it. I'll do that. I'll actually have my constitution at that point, and I'll be committing that constitution. I commit it into his hands, out from my hands into his hands. You got to get it out of you to him. I mean, you got to get it up in front of him. And the way I commit, that's when I start rehearsing. I start rehearsing all that you've said. I'll rehearse, and I'll just start rehearsing the promise. All that you said, and I'm committing it into your hands because you said you would do it. I cannot do it. It's not by might. It's not, but you said you would do it. And I'll always remind you will do this. You will do this. You will perform it. You will perform it. Like Abraham, strong in faith, giving glory to God. Staggered not the promise of God, giving glory to God. So what he had promised, he was able to perform. You're able to perform it. I give it to you. And when you're doing it, you're committing it to him. You see that? This is how you get to inheritance. Praise God. The Bible says, then you move into a state at the end of this type of prayer. This is the final parts of my prayer. After going to the mountain, it says, rest in the Lord and he will bring it to pass. All this is in Psalms 37. It's seven inheritances mentioned there. It's the pathway to heaven. Rest in the Lord. So the time I'm done, I rest with it. I'm not pushing him. I'm not commandeering him. I'm not, if you can't do this today, I'm not going to walk out of my prayer call. I can't believe it. I walk out of my prayer calls in a full confidence and assurance. I've given this to him. I've represented. I've brought it to him. I've trusted. Now I'm resting in this. I leave it in a position of rest that day. Amen. Because you have to understand how faith works. It's not, God doesn't work on our fast food mentality. Amen. He works in his time, but then the last one is wait patiently for him and he will bring it to pass. So there's that waiting. It's faith and patience that inherit the promise. A lot of people think it's just patience that inherits the promise. Patience doesn't inherit the promise without faith. Patience will just be painful without faith. Faith is what you get to do. You don't get to manifest your promise, amen, but you get to operate in faith. You get to represent faith. Faith is what you can do fully. God will let you go 100% with your faith. You can't go 100% with your works. You can't go 100% with human sufficiency. But one thing you can do is go 100% with your faith, amen. You can pour it out, pour it out. Say, pour it out. Faith and patience. And by the time I'm done, that's one of the last things I do. I don't do that in here because I'm representing the promise before him. I do that at home. If you get one request answered from heaven like this, for the rest of your life, you'll get every request answered. And one of the things that most people don't actually have is answered prayer. I'm talking about answered prayer on a large scale where Father's doing it. Amen. To do this, we got to learn to stay with it. And that's where you keep his word. Don't let go. And understand it's a process with heaven. Amen? It's a process, but I promise you, you'll work a lot less doing it this way than going to working for something in the world. Amen? So we want a target for our faith. We don't have a target. We're not living for anything. Amen? Amen?